Chapter 2 Plus 1 Plus 1 Hitoshi shudders, tugging the fraying end of his scarf closer towards his neck. There's a coffee stain on the fringes, catching his eye as they flutter in the autumn breeze. He takes a sip out of his steaming coffee and watches Izuku wave his arms frantically. Low mutters wash over his ears like crystal currents in an Arctic ocean. And then Slayer, which is honestly a terrible name, jumps over Death Arms in one swoop, but then Death Arms is panicking so much he forgot to utilize Slayer's weaknesses. Hitoshi sighs, breath coming out in wisps of clouds. It would be really easy to blow a punch at his jaw, which was dislocated and never healed back 3 years ago as a- Wait a second. Izuku halts. The sound of leaves crunching echoes in Hitoshi's ears. He pouts and turns his gaze towards the taller teen. Are you even listening to me? No. Hitoshi snipes back, crushing a brittle branch under his heel. A lazy grin flits across his face. Didn't hear a word you said. He was listening. He always does. Izuku freezes for a split second, eyes blown wide as if he were reliving 1,000 memories. Then he melts into a laugh. Hitoshi watches his shoulders tremble. Oddly similar to how one would cry, except instead of despair leaking from his skin, it's pure light. The corner of his mouth quirks up in a grin. He takes a long gulp of scalding coffee to hide his smile. Finally, Izuku turns to him, bright green eyes radiant. That was a joke, right? His voice cracks at the end of the question, and for once, Hitoshi doesn't call him out on it. Instead, he studies the way his friend stands, spine bent at an angle that would cause scoliosis one day, and shoulders hunched. Izuku's hands shake slightly, noticeable even through the folds of his pockets. Insecurity does not look good on him. Hitoshi tilts his head. Why wouldn't it be? Because golden boys don't. Hitoshi crushes the train of thought before it can fully form. Izuku doesn't answer. Instead, he gazes into the distance, the faint traces of a smile still painted on his rosy cheeks. Hitoshi doesn't do anything to break the silence. It's a nice day outside. Izuku says finally. The sun frames his figure, casting wandering shadows down the nearly empty street. Yue's imposing silhouette hovers in the distance. Hitoshi grunts in reply, then drains the rest of his drink down his throat. Hopefully Aizawa won't kill us for missing curfew. Tilting his head as if listening for something, Izuku purses his lips. We'll make it back in time. If I calculate correctly, there's only a 15-minute walk left. A walk for you is a fucking sprint for me. Don't say bad things about yourself. Too bad. Hitoshi tosses his cup in a trash can. It hits the rim and bounces off. Hey, look, that's me.
What? No!
Izuku bumps his shoulder against Hitoshi's.
You're so valid.
Friendship with Midori Izuku is a breath of clear air cleansing the dust in his lungs, mixed with an entire generation, an entire world, pressing against his shoulder blades. On one hand, there's the lining of safety coating his vessels and holding him close. It thrums with a current of his bloodstream, circulating his heart in every frozen part of his body. On the other, their backs are broad and eyes are sharp and Hitoshi can never catch up. He's standing in the middle of history being made, just on the sidelines. Hitoshi grunts at himself, then smacks his forehead just soft enough to prevent a concussion. He hates himself sometimes. A hand clasps onto his shoulder, squeezing so tightly that there's a dent in his flesh. He breaks out of his guilt to see Izuku, narrowed eye, staring at something all traces of warmth evaporated. What's wrong? Hitoshi leans over the other's arm and squints into the sunset. I think, Izuku begins slowly, his eyes never straying from the distance, that I hear someone crying. What? Izuku nods. I noticed it a minute earlier, too. I thought it was a coincidence and decided to wait it out, but it seems to be getting louder the more we walk towards Yue. Hitoshi winces because he hadn't realized that. Some hero he was. It's coming from behind that wall. Izuku points to an alleyway tucked in between two stores, a dainty flower shop and some tattoo parlor with decor so dark that it seems to have been stolen from Tokoyami's room. Together, it's the perfect cliché setting for a love story. If he hadn't known what to search for, he wouldn't have found it. Can you hear it? Hitoshi strains his ears. There's a beat. The wind whispers forgotten secrets into his ears. No, he confesses. But we're going to take a look at it anyways. Izuku nods without hesitation, liquid gold flooding his veins. The corner of Hitoshi's lips flicks up into a smile. They're UA students, eyes hardened from sights that should have never been seen, and heart bleeding from the blood that had been spilt, so they straighten their postures and tilt up their chins, marching towards that dark alleyway. Hitoshi thinks of how pissed Aizawa-sensei will be if he finds out they are playing hero again. Except, when Hitoshi watches Deku move forward step by step, pure lightning leaking out of his eyes and flickering off his skin even without his quirk, he wonders. They aren't playing heroes. No. They are. Hitoshi hurries closer to the alley entrance. Semi-translucent shadows flicker across his face, leaving fuzzy spots in his vision. In front of him, Izuku does the same. He can hear it now, weak gasps and tearless sobs, a too familiar sound. Izuku stops. Distracted, Hitoshi runs into him. Crap, Hitoshi curses as he rubs his chest. Why'd you stop? Izuku doesn't answer. He squints through the low lighting and dancing shadows and widens his eyes. Izuku's complexion is bleached of all color, a ghost drifting in the world of the living. Blinking slowly, Hitoshi peers through his eyelashes. There's blood on the back wall. He reels backwards, looks away. Then glances back, because he's going to be a hero, damn it, and he's not going to leave a single person behind. He and Izuku don't even need to exchange glances to run in. The person, a girl, whose stringy hair rests limply on her shoulders and cheeks are padded with baby fat, looks up, making eye contact with the duo. Her pupils are dark, lifeless. Hitoshi almost throws up in his mouth. Just because they've witnessed horrors doesn't mean they're immune to the little things. Because it's still someone hurt, someone suffering, someone lost between time. You're UA students, she murmurs, voice cracked and monotone. At that statement, the uniform draped over Hitoshi's shoulders burns and his tie tightens to a chokehold. Are you all right? Izuku asks. He shuffles a bit closer, raising his hand so that the girl can see. We can help you. You're UA students, she repeats, eyes flitting over their features. There's a moment of silence before she speaks up once more.
Don't worry about the blood, it's not all mine.
Hitoshi blanches. She tilts her head. Here, of course? They don't reply and she nods, taking it as a yes.
That's cool. I've always wanted to be a hero.
What's to say that you can't? Hitoshi replies reflexively in his brain, the product of 1,000 conversations he's had with himself. Can you call ambulance for me?
The girl grimaces as she gestures to the shards of glass littered by her foot. They catch the dying sun's rays.
They kind of broke my phone.
Yeah, sure. Izuku flushes furiously, whipping his phone out of his pocket to dial emergency services. There's a lull in the atmosphere.
When he hangs up, Izuku turns towards the girl.
Are you hurt?
She shakes her head. Just quirk overuse, a few scrapes here and there.
Tired.
Her eyes flutter close.
Really tired.
Usually, when someone mentions the word tired within a 3-kilometer radius from Hitoshi, he makes a joke about his own insomnia as well. This time, he doesn't. Izuku blinks.
Tell me about what you do as a hero, she interrupts. I want to know.
We're not heroes yet, though, Izuku stutters out. But the pros are super cool.
The girl grins gray. Yeah, they are.
Izuku's eyes light up. He drags Hitoshi by the elbow towards the girl, then crouches next to her. Have you seen Skyline's latest fight against Ghost Kate? Hitoshi huffs, ready to endure yet another conversation between two hero nerds.
Sometimes, the kindest thing you can do is to stay.
They blabber about statistics and special moves and fun facts that Hitoshi can't keep track of. When the sound of sirens ring through the air, the sun is just a sliver on the horizon.
That reminds me.
Hitoshi cuts off Izuku's ramble about the ethics of quirk experimentation and turns towards the girl, flashing his provisional license. We'll need to file a report after the ambulance comes. Can you state your name, age, quirk, and brief rundown on what happened here?
She stops, smiling.
When had she started in the first place?
Ito Ohaima. She gets out. Age 14. Bullies.
Ohaima attempts at a shrug.
It's really no big deal.
Hitoshi sees red. Why? He asks, just able to suppress his flaring anger. Why do they bully you? What do they look like? Where do they live? He does not say.
Ohaima schools her expression into something blank. As if she's blank, they can't hurt her.
Hitoshi's heart aches. They don't want me to be a hero, she pushes out, in one incoherent string of letters. Tilting her head up, the thin line of her lips tremble. And I wanted to be a hero more than anything.
Past tense.
Hitoshi's heart shatters.
Why can't you be?
Hitoshi's voice is gentle, soothing. Like dusk's zephyrs, like the street lamp's glow, like a palm cradling a breaking heart.
My quirk.
She grimaces, and Hitoshi does, too. They do not see Izuku in the background, struggling to keep his breathing steady. It's not very, well, you know.
Heroic?
He doesn't mean to spit out the word. Ohaima doesn't look up. Tracing a finger on her thighs, she stares at the stained walls.
I drink blood. It's an urge.
Ah. There is no magma smoldering in her veins, no water drowning her lungs. She has no wings to scrape the sky, no super strength to carry the world, no sparkling lasers to announce her presence. Instead, what she has is blood. To drink, to steal, to gargle, to smear across the back walls of an alley. It doesn't help that Himiko Toga, of vampire clothes and human skin, has something similar. Villain. Anyways, there's this villainous girl with nothing in her eyes, and a slate of gray weighing her heart, and she asks if she can be a hero. I'm tired, she continues, dropping her head in her arms. All sounds of sirens fade into fuzz. I'm so tired, and I don't even care anymore if you say I can't be a hero. So just, you're heroes, right? Tell me the truth. Rip my fucking dreams apart. She asks if she can be a hero to both Shinso Hitoshi and Midoriya Izuku. Hitoshi sees every curve and every shade of blank of this girl in his own reflection. In the mirror, in the glass, in the pristine koi pond at the back of Yue's gardens. Izuku, however, does not. Hitoshi winces. Even though Izuku is the embodiment of a good hero, of a good person, even with memories of his not-friend shouting encouragement from the sidelines during training, cooking extra servings after a hard day, and buying him ice cream when Hitoshi forgot his money, Izuku wouldn't understand what people like them go through. Hitoshi remembers the first time someone told him he could be a hero, with the sunset glowing behind and framing their silhouette. He also remembers every time someone told him no. Before Hitoshi can open his mouth, Izuku cuts in. Hitoshi prepares to catch glass shards with his bare palms. Yes. It's only one word. The world stops spinning on its axis. You can, he elaborates, and just like that, time restarts. The clouds drift across the city line, the sirens blare full force into Hitoshi's ears, the sun continues to sink into the earth. Quirks don't determine someone's worth, Izuku says. And for some strange reason, Hitoshi thinks it's more to himself than Aihama. Anyone can be a hero with enough skill, heart, and determination. Hitoshi stands, slack-jawed. Aihama, who didn't sob when she was beaten to the ground, didn't weep as she sat on the cold ground alone, didn't wail from the scrapes that are not just scrapes. She cries. Izuku, all of the sky's brilliant colors compressed into one being, smiles. What Hitoshi doesn't know is that from Ahima's perspective, both of their figures are outlined by the twilight's glow. I've been thinking, Hitoshi starts, as soon as Izuku slides into the seat across from him. Izuku taps his fingers against the wooden desk, occasionally glancing at the librarian, then back at Hitoshi with wide eyes. Yeah? Izuku asks smoothly, except by now Hitoshi knows all of Izuku's tics. He's nervous. He's got something to hide, Hitoshi's mind whispers. That day when we got the coffee and met Aihama, you told her she could be a hero. Blinking rapidly, Izuku frowns. You think she couldn't? I'm not talking about that. Instead, he crosses his arms. Why did you tell her that? From across the table, Izuku swallows. You would have done it too. No. Why did you tell her that? Izuku isn't stunned into silence. He isn't quiet, trying to concur a reasonable explanation for his actions either. Instead, he looks confused. Hitoshi doesn't understand. Because it's true. Izuku stares at something past Hitoshi. She asked for the truth, and I gave her an answer that's always true. Anyone can be a hero. He bites the inside of his cheek and doesn't meet Hitoshi's gaze. Who am I to you, that you thought I'd tell her she couldn't be a hero? Hitoshi thinks of Izuku's quirk, able to quiet a room and steal a dozen breaths. He thinks of the friends Izuku gathers as if he had no idea about heartbreak. He thinks of the way Izuku moves across a battlefield, radioactive and fierce, and something that the world cannot contain. Hitoshi thinks of Izuku's smile. Golden. "You're everything I wanted," Hitoshi confesses. The air lays heavy on Hitoshi's shoulders. He's suddenly very aware of the clock ticking. Izuku coughs. My life wasn't perfect. I don't think you would have liked it." "Wouldn't have liked it?" Hitoshi can't stop the venom dripping down his words. "Wouldn't have liked what? Not having red spider lilies wilting on my desk? Not being bullied because of my quirk? Not being called," he chokes up, "a villain every single day of my miserable life?" Izuku slams his hands on the table. "I was quirkless, okay?" Hitoshi reels back. Izuku has never yelled like that before. It's only until the silence settles, occasionally broken by Izuku's heaving, that Hitoshi absorbs the information. "What?" he croaks out. I was..." Izuku widens his eyes. "I shouldn't have said that." And Hitoshi can't breathe. Because if there was anything worse than being a villain, it was being useless. At least, if you were a villain, you could do something. Someone else's suffering doesn't invalidate your own. A voice that sounds too much like Izuku's murmurs in his head. "Wait." Hitoshi snags onto Izuku's sleeve. "You can't just run away now. You have to... I don't understand." "I don't have to explain anything to you." His pitch warbles, buried beneath unshed tears. He shuts his eyes, defeated. "No, you don't." He messed up. There's a full minute of nothing but Hitoshi's thumping heart, and he thinks Izuku has left. He hasn't. "I was quirkless." A broken laugh. "I was quirkless and therefore worthless." "You're not," Hitoshi wants to scream. Instead, he lets Izuku talk. "I was quirkless and confused and hopeful, because if everyone else got a quirk, why shouldn't I?" He imagines a toddler Izuku with forced green doe eyes watching everyone play with sparks and grins. "And it wasn't too bad when my dad left. I don't remember much of him anyways. It wasn't too bad when my classmates started teasing me, then laughing at me, then doing worse things than that." "Bakugo Katsuki," Hitoshi thinks with sudden clarity. Points a line into a horrifying picture. "But I was tired," Izuku sighs, years worth of exhaustion coming out. "I've had hundreds of people who've told me I could never make it, never be a hero, and I almost believed them." "So, Hitoshi," He looks up and into Izuku's tear-filled eyes.
Don't be like me.
Hitoshi is acutely aware of the distance between them, taut like a thread about to snap. And everything is beginning to make sense, a missing piece of a puzzle finally put into place. Hitoshi couldn't be a hero because of his quirk, Izuku couldn't be a hero without one. They went through the same hatred directed towards them, yet Izuku smiles gold, and Hitoshi does not. Izuku may think he's pathetic and worthless, but when Hitoshi looks at Midoriya Izuku, all he can see is a hero. He doesn't say that, though. What he says instead is this. Come on. Lunchtime is going by quickly, and we need enough energy to go through Aizawa-sensei's torture later. Izuku snaps his head up before scrambling out of his chair. Sure. It's not a long conversation about their greatest fears and insecurities. That can come later. Instead, it's two, sort of, friends walking to the cafeteria side by side, one muttering about heroes as if he weren't one already, and the other listening. Always listening. Hitoshi knows that someday he'll gather the courage to tell Izuku that, despite everything, Izuku is everything he wants to be as a hero. But for now, Hitoshi smiles. And it glows like the setting sun. The end.